Systemic Disgracism by End Politicians, May 19, 2022, Blog, Philosophy, Politics, Writing. Preamble. In the past I have mentioned that typically one gets out what one puts in order to craft their universal construct and interact with the necessary matter of factness that will elevate one to a position of standing alone while together simultaneously interacting for the benefit of mutual societal and personal elevation. In short, dedication, perseverance, hard work, and wise choices, regardless of an intended or possibly unforeseen destination, is sure to get one on a trajectory which will map out numerous possibilities of destinations to be inhabited if the correct doors are investigated. Though the journey can be abrasive, so thicken that skin. Life is suffering, and a little wisdom of callousness is sure to apply the buffering when needed. Enlightenment 101 should become elementary school, that is. Ignorance definitely exists in every human dimension, and to deny the fact, or worse, not be prepared and have the basic logic to shrug or counter it surely is a sign of a systemic differential ignorance and a defeatist existence, an existence nowadays endlessly endorsed and regurgitated by government systems. There is no such thing as a mutually perfect world of existence, where to think so is a clear sign of a lack of basic human understanding. And to advertise such a notion is sure to sell a dangerous fantasy to desperation personified. In whatever form they come to fruition, some constants of being other than ignorance are judgment and prejudice, often dictated by one's perception and surely often misconstrued in the reality fantasy that one comes to perceive in their mind's eye of existence, regardless of being rational or not so much. But one might be thinking, judgment and prejudice surely are one and the same as ignorance, are they not? Most definitely not, a bit of logic would delineate and expound upon. And in reality, not even ignorance is a set construct of mutual agreement by all, where lack of logic and wisdom, or worse yet, projection of deception through attained power is used to permeate the public domain with such dastardly machinations of ignorant cranial infiltration. There is always a buyer of the substrate, regardless of the cheapness of the product. Beware the big box store of information, as many smaller diverse locations must be visited to attain a suitable level of knowledge. Judgment, the pushed mainstream societal belief, is to not engage in such observational analysis in the formation of relationships or other situational life circumstances. After all, to do so is discrimination, yes? Well, actually, no, not if one is looking to elevate one's objectives and outcome of achievement and life success, surely. Standards come on a sliding scale, of which cannot be deconstructed to placate those afraid to surmount the societal gravity. Say, if searching for a meaningful, fulfilling relationship with the opposite sex, surely it would be logical and beneficial to have shared mutual goals and move forward on such ideals, as opposed to begin a relationship on telling the other person what they want to hear in order to strictly fulfill the urge of lust? How about in order to build a successful business? Is it not imperative that every applicant goes through an initial judgment so as to weed out those suitably worthy of the time necessary to next judge said potentials in an interactive environment? Once a higher A is chosen, then there is a probation period to again judge of the ability and continuance of employment. To make personal judgments so as to end up with what one thinks is best is imperative to a perceived advancing and balanced life existence. Where most certainly a choice through judgment is in no way a guarantee of optimum outcome due to the fact that said choice may have seemed logical, yet was made upon a personal opinion, or prejudice, of which people are allowed to wield as they see fit. Life is in no way fair, and the variables for the outcomes number in excess of the judgments to be made. Prejudice, everybody has some in their formed construct, regardless of sex, race, class, education, work ethic, level of enlightenment. And all people make judgments upon said prejudices. Oftentimes those on the other end of someone else's action may very well misconceive said behavior as being sexist, racist, or discriminatory in another manner, or they very well may be correct. Once again, Thick skin is a necessity of life, and in times of yore such was just a part of life. Character building has since morphed into safe zone, absent-minded, panic-induced, proud, victim signaling, government and media sponsored. Do not get me wrong, I am in no way saying it is in any way right to partake in the behavior of demeaning anybody due to race, sex, height, weight. As such behavior is extreme ignorance and should not be tolerated. As much as the old adage of, treat others as one would want to be treated is a good life action to live by, there is certainly nothing wrong with chiding, shunning, or just plain ignoring another when met with annoying or ignorant projection. And to do so when the other is of different ethnic background, gender, height is in no way racist or bigoted behavior, but may be misconstrued as so. Easy Street is really a brain-dead avenue. That government and media, ever more and urgently causing divisive rows within society, in an effort that seems to be intentionally attempting to bring about a mass disruption and breakdown of the personal responsibility, accountability, and moral compass that holds a society together. Though no doubt sheer stupidity and mass ignorance play a crucial role for the actors involved in the play. Systemic racism. The second, third, and zero-tier intellectuals in government and media have been pushing the narrative endlessly for a while now, and are always able to find a self-professed yet completely unaware victim to further their agenda. No, I am not saying that racism does not exist within societies, as do so would be an extremely ignorant statement. But surely to project that in this day and age that society is built upon a pre-planned construct put in place to simply discriminate against everybody other than white people is an extremely dangerous false construct. In order to tackle with much detail the historical history treatment of the Aboriginal populations of the Americas and Pacific nations is an article to itself, as is the more pronounced role said populaces should come to represent in the new economic and political system of the future. One might even make the statement that there has never been a time in history when society as a whole has been more tolerant and willing to accept and give a chance to people from all backgrounds, regardless of gender, race, sexual orientation, length of hair, amount of tattoos, body mass index, or any other feature that a person may have. Personally, I have met countless, as well as, worked with, or for, people of Asian, Native American, Pakistani, African, European, and East Indian heritage, whether immigrant or multi-generational, who have established themselves through sheer determination, hard work, perseverance, dedication, punctuality, and the understanding that life is no picnic in the park and only we are in control of our own destiny, regardless of the obstacles that cross our paths in order to be confronted. To not give up will always equate to becoming established in a manner that is rewarded with self-satisfaction and upwards mobility. Hard work, it will take people, places, systems, and even larger geographical locations to good destinations. Never has anything of any merit or societal advancement been accomplished without hard work and dedication. When in my 20s, I used to work up to 30 days in a row, often without overtime, so as to be able to have money to do with as I pleased. Waking up early, and inhaling copious amounts of MDF were never a life goal, but definitely a prerequisite to accomplishing other ambitions. Sense of pride, satisfaction, survival, and the need to be able to look unashamedly at oneself in the mirror. Stoking society. Sadly, government is preaching the opposite of individualism and hard work while doing their best to punish those who choose to do so, through excessive taxation and regulation in order to ever expand themselves and simultaneously get as much of society as possible hooked on their crumbling system so as to justify the continuance of a worn-out soul substrate that according to government itself, is exponentially becoming inequitable, without so much as being able to see their own reflection, or footprint, in the ever more growing, pressed dystopian image as the size and role of government increases in the front-running stimuli to the decline and downfall of Western civilization, while the induced reflex of the dispossessed is to latch on with teeth gnashing, as the societal stokers become weary of their own hard-fought existence. The system is past expiry while the politicians and media dish out the misdirection to divide and conquer while we all swirl the metaphorical toilet bowl of a government existence all the way into the sewer. Let us for a minute ponder this supposed all-encompassing systemic racism being endlessly implanted into susceptible minds coast to coast by the CBC, Canadian Brainwashing Corporation, along with other continental news outlets. Canada is one of the most multicultural countries in the world, and to end up in such a scenario, immigration had to take place. Surely, according to the CBC's logic, every immigrant of non-Caucasian descent must have been allowed entry into Canada for the sole purpose of having someone for white people to discriminate against, and not the ability to get ahead by working hard while dealing with the societal wide plethora of ignorance exuded by all facets of society. Thick skin. After all, the government make up the majority of the system pushing the systemic racism agenda, therefore they must have the blueprints and game plan for execution. More realistically, it is that second and third tier intellectualism and the inability to escape their own virtue signaling putting mind. In my city of birth, Richmond, the Chinese population has reached over 50% of the demographic. As well, Metro Vancouver, consisting of more than half a dozen municipalities, has, for over 5 years, had an Asian population consisting of 43% of the total population, consisting of the ethnic backgrounds of Chinese, Indian, Filipino, South Korean, Pakistani, Vietnamese, Singaporean, Thai, Japanese. And those with the thickest skin of us all, the Indians, come to dominate industries they enter, such as trucking and home building. For sure, the realization that the world is full of assholes, due to the previous exposure to a caste system, hence that thick skin, and sticking together while working hard has an indomitable effect at perseverance of accomplishment for the Indian populations the world over. Without question, the economic and social systems of the West are crumbling under the gravity of ignorant stupidity, and instead of accepting the failure and intelligently reforming, the government ignorance continues at exponential pace on the path to which Albert Einstein declared, current problems will not be solved with current thinking, yet government's sole solution is more government control of everything, to the detriment of the bulk that carries society. Surely the unbelievable incompetence to which Western governments acted, and are still acting to the government-induced COVID debacle is a clear sign of zero intelligence, mass ignorance, and puppet existence of which has led society into the current economic distress that has countries dealing with the worst inflation in 40 years' time, due to the destruction of the world's supply chain, of which was a simple equation of 1 plus 1 equals 2 that if the world is prevented from working and producing things, there will be nothing in the future to consume, but the same amount, or more money, and the things left to consume will obviously cost more due to shortages. Then, in order to idiotically punish their citizens economically just as unnecessarily as with COVID restrictions, politicians, through their puppet masters, decided to react to Russia's invasion of Ukraine in a manner that has only multiplied the shortage of food, plus energy, and guaranteed inflation through pretty much all sectors of the economy, punishing the most vulnerable members of society, all the while just increasing the totally avoidable bloodshed of Ukrainian citizens, while making billions for the partners and stakeholders of the military-industrial complex. Gee, who would have thought that if fuel prices skyrocket, the prices of every other good would follow? Yes, politicians and their masters just orchestrated a massive economic downturn that has and will continue to affect billions well into the future. But do not forget to blame those rich people for all of society's problems. Systemic disgracism indeed. Politicians and mainstream media, a symbiotic perversion made in hell, and clearly out of control wherever one who is awake seems to look. A local race to disgrace. In my province of BC, now, the second, third, and zero-tier politician intellectuals want to disband the RCMP and replace it with a politician-trained and approved woke provincial alternative. The article clearly states that the special committee has hundreds of witness statements from self-professed yet totally unaware woke victim sources. Needless to say, they failed to compile a list of the million plus of British Columbians who have neutral to positive sentiments and experiences with the RCMP. To replace a police force through the recommendations of incompetent politicians at the request of hundreds of woke victim witness statements in a province of 5 million people is surely on par with making a school district form the entire education system around one kindergartner whose parents did nothing but feed the junk food, never stimulated any communicative achievements, completely neglected it, allowing it to run amok throughout the dwelling, which led to deplorable behavior, and the inability to not shit its pants continually and proudly, all the while only being able of acting out a selfishness that does not even register in a mind that was led to believe that antisocial acts are the basis of one's existence. Avalanche zone ahead. Clearly the entire system is broken, yet still crumbling, but the saddest part is that many are not able to see it for what it is, let alone even grasp the concept of there ever being a system other than what currently exists. A system based on merit, responsibility, accountability, social contracts, economy not based on political parasitism and massive debt incompetence, to name a few aspects. COVID sure was the closing of the coffin lid on the political corpse dead from self-inflicted wounds after having dug its own grave. Metaphysical hammers now nail the endless points home to seal the ordeal, and the pallbearers will soon shovel the dirt back on top to cover the putrid corpse that the general funeral attendees will have had no idea was even in the slightest bit sick. Though until the wake is done and over with, systemic disgracism will be the grief heaped upon those responsible for disseminating the will to the people. CR. Latest articles. Systemic disgracism.